Good morning, I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is Brittany Oliver, winner of a Baltimore Social Innovation Journal Award for her project to create a hub that connects activist-minded people, especially women of color, in Baltimore. Brittany, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and where you came up with the idea. It's a really powerful one.
So I work at the American Civil Liberties Union of Maryland, short for ACLU of Maryland. And I have been involved in activism for quite a while. I graduated from Towson University in 2013 and began working for the ACLU 2 months after. I've always had an interest in activism and taking action on issues that I care about. So it was a perfect match once I graduated.
So tell us about the project. Exactly how do you plan to connect women of color? How do you make this an empowering experience and a broadly diversified experience in terms of not just women that have access to the best internet technology?
Well, what I like to do with the social container is be able to use it for women of color, activists in Baltimore, to be able to connect. There's a lot of work being done, and I feel we're not all connected. There's always new groups being formed and other groups and organizations that have existed before. And I feel as though if we were all connected in some way, shape, or form, we would have a better sense of where we would all, on what we all need to focus on to move forward together. From working with the ACLU and being involved with other organizations, I've been involved in a lot of, we are in a lot of protests, lobbying in Annapolis, and the problem that I've seen is that there's nothing for women of color activists in Baltimore to stay connected.
So in 3 years, where do you see the social container, both a site-based program as well as an online program?
I see the social container being the go-to resource for activists in Baltimore in 3 years. I'd like for it to evolve from being online. Again, I want it to be online. I also want us to be interacting with each other in person as well. I think that we've gotten lost in technology and doing things just online. And I, being an organizer at heart, I love interacting with people face to face, and we need more of that.
That's great. Brittany, thank you for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
For more of this interview, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org. Baltimore's Future is produced by the Warnock Foundation for WYPR. For the Warnock Foundation, I'm David Warnock.